State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer, your host for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here on a jam-packed week coming up here, folks. Apologize if I have this out a little bit earlier. A little later than normal. Dealt with a slight head cold over the weekend as well. So that's what only recorded one. That was that tennis recap from Cali. That'll be up at some point this week as well. So I apologize for that with the strange change of weather, things like that. Of course, why not get the good old-fashioned old hiccup? But luckily, it was not terribly too long, so I'm recovering from that. So there's that. So, all right, housekeeping done. Post-cast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. And I was at Bramlage Saturday afternoon / evening for K-State's tilt with Florida. And man, K-State defensively put on a clinic against the Gators, winning by 14. The score didn't indicate how dominant K-State was on the defensive end of his basketball game. Of course, they led as high as, I believe, 20 or 19 or 20 points in this game. Bramlage is a different beast out there. It's definitely a different beast out there when talking about experiencing a college basketball game, and particularly a K-State basketball game, full arena full of course, your adults and your college students of K-State as well. So definitely it was on fire. Keontae Johnson, the game, absolutely emotional for him as well, seeing his former team, maybe not as his former players anymore, but some of his former staff members, seeing those pictures pop up yesterday after the game. Well, not after the game, but seeing them Sunday after, 24 hours after the game was over as well. 64-50 K-State, fifth ranked in the country, takes care of Florida. And now, tomorrow, they're going to be taking on KU. And how about this? An opportunity to sweep your in-rival, woo, your hated rival at a college basketball, that would be something, but they're going to have to do it in the haunted house of horrors for K-State, which was out in the Fieldhouse. Before we get to that real quickly here, yeah, Florida, K-State held Florida to 16 points in the first half alone. And, of course, Florida tried to extend the game even longer late with their timeouts and fouls there at the end. But this was all about K-State's defense in this game. Holding at one point, I heard a stat in the yes, you're laughing at me, in the restroom, while waiting to go to the restroom. It was Wyatt Thompson saying the Gators only shot 21 points in this game. Yep. not 21 points, excuse me. 21% from the field in this game as well. Keontae Johnson did get a double-double in this ball game here. 13 points and 11 rebounds there in the game, in this ball game here. Marquise Noel, once again, did flirt with another triple-double in this ball game here. I'm going to go to the scoring table here real fast here. Yeah, Marquise Noel tonight, he also scored 13 points, 8 assists, and 9 rebounds in the ball game here. Johnson, 13 and 11. Naquan Tomlin, right? 11 points, 6 rebounds in this game. Florida overall shot, let's see here, 31% from the field in total in this game, along with only 18% shooting from downtown. Only 4-22. Yeah, Gator, they shot a lot of threes in this basketball game and only connected on 4 of them. Colin Castleton, 13 points, 8 rebounds in 34 minutes of action for the star forward for Florida in this ball game there. As well, Florida, K-State shot 37%. Not much better, but they did enough. Did enough to hold off Florida at bay in this contest. 23% from the field. And how about this? David Kassan, started last Saturday in this game. He almost went perfect from the field yet again. 4 or 5 from the field. 9 points in this game. He did get banged up in a set early in the second half of this game. He left with that same ankle injury, but then again came back later on in the half as well. So that's a sigh of relief right there as well. On the bench, you really didn't get much here. Ish had 5 points, connected on a 3 from downtown in this game. Desi Stills continues to struggle. Only 1 point in this game. That came from the free throw line. 0 of 5 from the field. 0 of 2 from 3. Then will Desi Stills wake up enough time for KU on the road? We'll have to find out tomorrow night as this game. Can I emphasize, why is this game on ESPN Plus? I have no idea. Usually this game's on the mothership, the motherload, which is ESPN. I have no idea why this game is on ESPN Plus, but it is what it is. Whatever. But yeah, so K-State advancing now to, let's see here, I'm doing two things at the same time. Advancing here to 18-3 on the campaign here. In Florida fell to 13-9. And by the way, I have a summary here later on this week. Oh yeah, by the way, spoiler alert, the Big 12 won the Big 12 SEC challenge there as well in this game. And oh, by the way, here for Florida, that was a season low, 31% shooting for them in 50. I thought that was lower than that when looking back at the last several scores of Florida. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but apparently that was a season low, 50 points to this point for the Florida Gators, 31% from the field. And again, to correct myself from earlier, 21% shooting in the first half resulted in 16 points there in the game as possible there. Keontae Johnson here. Quote, today it was a special day, just seeing my old teammates. Keontae goes on and says, quote, it was fun out there playing against them. Just felt like practice, joking around throughout the game, but kept being competitive. So I felt like it was a great experience. I'm glad the Big 12 has the challenge series and we got to play Florida, end quote. It's just so fitting with all that and him coming here to K-State, not knowing Florida's already on the schedule. Before Keontae Johnson made his commitment to finish up his college career here at Kansas State. And the story is the final chapter in his college basketball career is still in writing for Keontae Johnson. That just adds another element to that. And a great picture with him and Colin Castleton afterwards, hugging, shaking hands, and hugging afterwards. And a dope handshake line, by far the best handshake sportsmanship after the game, even want to call it celebration or post game get together, whatever you want to call that afterwards there as well. The best, by far, top, by far my favorite post game handshake after the game. And it probably will be, because depending on whatever happens the rest of the way. But absolutely, just all the way around, the defensive suffocation there by Casey defensively there, really set the tone for this game right here. Jerome Tang had conversation with Keontae prior to this game. I'm going to pull that out. This is the Pro Project Podcast postcast house at this game. K-State defensively put the clamps down on Florida, 64-50. Again, this could have been way worse. Because Florida, they shot really bad in this game, and that's thanks to the K-State defense and, of course, the intimidating crowd of the Octagon of Doom. What an experience to be back. Felt good to be back. And I mentioned head cold. it was miserable having that, but this being aside, I felt a lot more better getting a chance to experience another men's basketball game with Bramlage filled up like that. But Coach Tang afterwards, quote, I just checked with him over the last few days and asked him how he was doing, and his thoughts were, I gave him a chance to talk, and I thought he handled that well. There's nothing that could have prepared him for seeing Duke, quote-unquote Duke, again, Dave Warner, that paid a major contributions of him saving his Keontae's life that dark day
when Keontae collapsed a couple years ago, the trainer. So that was special, that embrace at the end of the game as well. So, you know, huge, another big win for K-State. Now you take on Florida with a, not Florida, we just played them. Yeah, I'm a little out of it. KU, at this moment in time, I have to double check the rankings on that, but either way, you're playing your in state rival, your hated rival once again on the road in the House of Horrors, Allen Fieldhouse. And like I've been saying, if you can shoot the lights out of the ball, you got a chance to win this ball game. You do not want to play it tight against KU. I'm pretty sure KU's coming off that win against Kentucky in the Big 12 SEC Challenge there to clinch the win for the Big 12 this year in that challenge. So it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens. But everyone's going to pick KU because of the history. But I would love nothing better than to see our Cats going there to Lawrence and to finally, you know, get over that hump of beating Kansas, but sweeping your rival. That is something never heard of around here in the Little Apple, so that'll be huge. But that's a task at hand now for Jerome Tang as Big 12 play resumes on Tuesday night. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. You're new to the Pro Project Podcast, yes, that other K-State podcast, welcome on board. And make sure you subscribe first to the podcast, and of course, episode 142 of this podcast now out wherever you get your podcasts there. And I'm forgetting one thing. Yes, if you have a question, comment, question for the podcast or anything else, you can hit me up on Twitter at Eddie_EG3 is the handle. K-State wins by 14 against their SEC opponent, Florida, in the SEC Big 12 Challenge in Bramlett on Saturday night. And now look forward to the showdown that is Allen Fieldhouse against KU tomorrow night.